奉主耶稣的圣名呢，我们继续我们第三节的彼此的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our third session of the workshop.
这个小时呢，我们一起来分享另外一个观念的问题。
And another concept or value we like to share in this session is.
我们今天所有讨论的都是关于观念，我们所以说爸爸妈妈，如果你们觉得说，哎，好像我已经知道了。也没有关系，我们彼此一起学习哈。
So today we're focusing on concepts and values, and if it's something that you've already heard in the past, we're just learning from one another.
这一段我想要谈的分享的部分呢，是关于说界限的这个问题 ，boundary。
So the concept I'd like to focus on this session is the concept of boundaries.
这个时代的孩子其实面临到一个在历史上面宇宙上面。最艰难的一个教育的问题。
A generation is facing the greatest challenges of teaching today.
因为电脑进来了。
Because computers have been introduced.
从零岁，电脑就在他的生活里面。
And from the age of zero, computers are already in their lives.
所有的资讯可以，他不用出门，他可以收集到。
All news can be fed via the computer.
我们没有教过他的事情，他可以自己有管道，可以知道这个讯息是真还是假。
Anything that we don't teach them, they can find out easily on the internet.
所以从很小的时候，电脑已经成为他生命的一部分。
And so from the time that they're young, computers are an integral part of their lives.
爸爸妈妈，我们已经没有任何的能力可以阻止电脑进到他的生活里。
Parents, we have no way of blocking computers from your lives today.
既然我们不能阻止这件事情的发生，我们就要去想，我们该怎么引导他去运用电脑。
And so, if we cannot stop them from using computers, we need to set boundaries for them.
那这个时候，我们就会谈到一个界限约束的问题。
And that's why we are talking about the concept of boundaries.
因为呢，这一代的孩子，我们明明给了他很多的爱。
Because in the children of this age, we give them a lot of love.
我们给了他很多书上教我们的聆听。
We may give them a lot of concepts like listening skills.
可是我们真的也看见了这一代的孩子，很容易就放弃了。
But we also see a new phenomena, and that is discouragement or hopelessness in the children today.
很快他们就不要一个东西了。
Very quickly, they'll give up.Whatever they have.
他们有的在更小的时候，五六岁的时候，就很容易表现出来，告诉你他对这个没兴趣，对那个没兴趣了。
Many children today, even as young as 5 or 6, will immediately express their boredom with something.
所以他们整个的心理的发展，其实已经提前到以前25年来所有心理学家研究的东西，可能要被开始修改。
And so what they're experiencing today is new and advanced.And different from what analysts have studied in the last 25 years.
所以在这十几年当中，你就发现那个影像摄影 neural 的神经的摄影东西就开始出现了。
In the last 10 years, the neurological scans have started.
那这个出现之后，就帮助了我们看见更多的事情。
Experts are now able to study through the neurological scans different things about brain activity.
所以这个知识其实有帮助成为一个我们更加认识神的工具。
And so now we can have new knowledge so that we know how to help and understand the children that we have from God today.
大脑里面的颜色就告诉了我们很多这个孩子他有一些特别的表现跟特别觉得无聊这样的事情。都可以被照出来。
The brain scans will show different colors, and that would exhibit whether or not a child's brain is interested or bored.
你知道早期的时候，这种很抽象的字眼是照不到的，是不知道的。
You know, in the past, we weren't able to observe this type of brain activity any other way.
我们只知道说他的行为是这样子，大概是另外一个可能性而已。
We can only observe their our expressions to see what they might be feeling.
现在可以照相出来哦。
But now they can actually photograph their brains.
现在在研究爱，爱心。
And they're analyzing, for example, right now, love.
过几年你们就会听到爱心可以照得出来。
So later on, in a few years, you'll see love is able to be scanned in your brains.
所以就可以装在我们教会的门口。
And then you can put that scanner right at the door of our church.
都不用再告诉人家你有爱心跟没爱心。
You don't have to tell anyone you have love or you don't have love.
照得到。
It will be scanned.
传道一看颜色就知道，没爱心那几百啊。
We see the color, we'll know immediately that person has no love walking in.
那根据那个，你就可以分配工作。
And then, based on that measurement tool, you can
真的好好用它，真的知识嘛 tool.
You can assign different people to different tasks.
所以现在可以照到无聊。
So now you can scan boredom.
太神奇了吧
！And it is really
现在也可以照到味道。
You can scan fragrance.
就是说我闻到这个味道之后，它进到大脑里面，在什么地方处理，变了什么颜色。
And so, if someone is smelling something, that will become a new color in your brain.
所以在我的心中，我在我的大脑里面，我感觉是愉快的呢，还是生气的，都照得到。
And the scan can show whether or not my brain activity reflects I'm angry or I'm happy.
不用再骗人了。
And so there should be no more lies.
说你多高兴啊，多喜乐。
Are you really happy or not?
一照就知道。
Once you scan it, we'll know the truth.
那这一代的孩子的大脑真的跟我们长得不一样。
And the brains of children today are different from our own brains.
我们的大脑非常的奇特，它会随着环境的改变以及环境的刺激。它会一直 shape 它本身的那个形状跟它的 function.
So it's really strange because the brain will adapt based on their new knowledge or new environment or new concepts. It will change its shape and it will change its functions.
意思是说，假如我把你眼睛绑起来、蒙起来三天，你的皮肤开始会变得比以前有感觉，你的手跟脚会比以前更加的有那个 sense 感觉。
So strangely enough, if I was to blindfold you for just 3 days, you'll start to feel more on your skin, and you'll start to feel more sensation on your hands and your feet.
那就是我们的脑，它告诉了一个讯息说，现在要用其他的部分去感觉这个世界了。
Because your brain will send messages that says, now we're going to utilize the other senses to replace the visual sense.
所以大脑是可以随着环境以及刺激的改变而不断的改变。
And so a brain, as we know, will respond differently based on the stimulation.
那所以这一代的孩子从妈妈怀孕开始，他的大脑的形成跟我们早期的人已经是不一样的了。
So the children that we have today actually has different development in their brain than our generation.
我们永远追不上他们新的一个大脑的改变。
We can never.Catch up to their new changes in their brain.
因为我们的大脑已经是一个固定的一个样子。
Because our brain shape is already fixed.
然后我们接受新知识的能力降低。
And then the ability to absorb new information has now decreased.
这个降低是因为我们刚刚上一节谈的疲倦。
And why has our ability to learn decreased? It's because of the fatigue we talked about in the last session.
这个疲倦是因为带着伤痛一直没有解决。
And this fatigue is a result of unresolved hurts.
所以这个一连串影响了我们大脑的工作。
So all this is a chain reaction to the effects on our brain.
我们可以来教会100次。
We may come to the church 100 times.
我们在开车也可以听 CD 讲道。
We may listen to sermons on CD while we're driving.
圣灵的工作如果没有在里面把我们展开来去 touch 到神的话，你多少这样子的东西，他的大脑是固定不会变的。
Unless the Holy Spirit really touches our heart and changes our path, our brains will never change.
所以神给我们圣灵，真的是为了应付这个时代以及下一个时代恐怖的改变。
And so that's why the Lord Jesus has introduced Holy Spirit in our generation for our next generation, so they can face the complex challenges of today.
所以这80年真耶稣教会的出现，真的是给我们一个很大的安慰。
And so the appearance of the True Jesus Church within the last 80 years is really a great encouragement to us.
因为要我们整个改变过后，我们才有办法孕育下一代的孩子。
Because until we completely change ourselves through the help of the Holy Spirit, can we really start to be good teachers to our children?
好，他的大脑已经不一样了。
So now we recognize their brains are different from our brains.
从妈妈那时候怀孕的开始，妈妈其实所有身体上面的反应已经直接的传到大脑。那因为妈妈这个年代的妈妈的营养都是 OK 的。
So all the nutrition of mothers today are pretty good. So everything that mother has been transmitted to the brain of the child.
最重要在肚子里面发展的东西，其实大部分就是在脑的这一块。
And the greatest development of the fetus in the womb is the development of the brain.
然后剩下的几个部分是他到零到六岁的时候渐渐的又开始发展。
And then it will slowly develop more on the age of 0 to 6.
那在这边呢，我们就会看见它的不同在哪里呢？就是它很容易很容易照得出来，它很容易很容易就觉得无聊。
And the one thing that we see over and over again is the constant expression of boredom in their brains.
假如妈妈在怀孕的时候又非常的会使用电脑。
If during the time when a mother is pregnant, constantly uses the computer.
那个电脑所有的影像前后左，因为我们的后面是一个像好像底片一样，那个电脑的影像印到我们成人的头脑里面去的，它需要 process 的时间。可是我们不断的看一个钟头之后，那个影像在里面重叠就混乱，我们就会又疲倦。
Every second, the image of a computer is imprinted into our eyes, and it's inverted in the back of our brain, and then it has to be processed. And so, if we have thousands of images continuing into our brain, then it'll start getting incoherent.
应该吸收知识或是看这种网络得到知识的这个东西，应该是好事情耶。
It's actually should be a good thing for us to absorb new knowledge from the internet.
可是为什么一开始出来的脑就已经有无聊的这一块东西造出来嘞？
But why is it our children today have the appearance of boredom?
原来知识的东西从 internet 出来的东西是一个片段跟片段的一个 message.
Because the messages or the knowledge we're acquiring is through the internet and it comes in a series of thousands of images.
他越看的时候，他的脑因为跟着改变，就越想要知道下一个是什么。
And as it's the brain is viewing these images, it wants to see what is the next image.
因为他学的，他随着这个刺激，这个脑已经变了，所以他要知道下一个。
So the brain is highly stimulated, and it's always looking for the next screen.
可是呢，下一个呢，可能没有那么快出来的时候，没有在一秒钟出来的时候，他就很容易不要了。
And so if this next screen doesn't come within 1 second, the brain will become bored.
我们看到很多孩子，现在的孩子，很多孩子，他一打开看东西的时候，或是他在玩一个东西的时候，他很快一分钟、两分钟，明明他觉得很 exciting, 很快他走了，不要了。
We'll see many children today that they may play with something, but no more than a few minutes because they become bored quite easily.
它跟大脑有关系。
And that has to do with their brain.
那这个大脑这样形成的时候，我们怎么办呢？
And so if we have been exposed to computer during the pregnancy, what should we do?
十二岁之前。
Before 12.
十二岁之前，我们要做一点东西。
This is something that we have to do.
十二岁之前一过，我们比较不能够做东西。
After 12, it's harder for us to attack.
十二岁之前，我们做什么呢？我们要做很多墙，给他碰到，让他无路可走。
We must give them a lot of boundaries and walls so they have no road to take.
一个东西如果挡在一个孩子的前面，假如说他是三岁。
If you put a barrier before their walk,
那这个东西挡住的时候，你知道人本身的大脑，我刚刚说过，随着环境跟刺激会跟着改变，对吧？
And this is for children before age of 3. As I mentioned before, your brain evolves based on its environment.
所以我们一挡住它的时候，它会，它的脑子就往上提高一个发展，就是，那我需要往后看一下有没有路吗？
And once you bring up this barrier, the brain will evolve and say, okay, well, maybe I can go around this wall.
然后他撞到了，他就想，旁边有路吗？上面有路吗？后面有路吗？
The brain will look for alternate routes, either above, below, around, left, right.
所以在他很小的时候，他这一块就开始往上发展。
And so when you set barriers for them, this part of their brain starts to develop.
结果他就，因为他发展了，所以他就往旁边走。Maybe try 一下旁边。结果旁边你又把他挡住。
And so if the brain starts to go right and you block this right side,
然后他就又 develop 下一个。那我是不是再 try 另外一条路？
And the brain will move up another level and develop another route.
这个宝贵的机会会发生在六岁以前。
And this happens before their age 6.
然后到六到十二岁的时候会发生一个 consequence 的联想，一个结果的联想。
And from 6 to 12, that's when they will understand consequences.
这个非常宝贵。
And this is very precious.
错过了这个时间。
If we miss this period,
他以后，我刚刚已经，我们上一节有一起学到，他以后我们没有办法保证他人生不会有困境。
Because later on, if they encounter troubles in their lives,
那个困境就是一个墙。
The troubles in your lives are like a barrier in your life.
挡住他了。
It will block them from going where they want to go.
他因为之前没有发展这一块的东西。
But if, as in their childhood, they never learned to solve their barriers or go around the barriers.
就是说他的脑子没有发展，他会学，可是不是他没学，是他没有发展到。
It's not that they don't try, it's that their brain has not developed that capacity to go around the barriers.
所以一个墙一挡住的时候，他往前一撞，他说：“哇，没路走。”
And so once they hit a barrier, they're going to say, out a road to walk. They don't know where else to walk.
那我不要可以吧?
Then I'm just going to give up.
这一代很容易说不要。
And so many generation, the current generation today like to give up trying.
我们很担心。
And we're very worried.
因为我们看见这些孩子好优秀。
We see so many excellent youth today.
可是他一直优秀，一直优秀以来，他碰到人生第一个困难的时候，他不要了。
And even though they are so smart and talented, but once they hit the first barrier in their lives, they're just going to give up.
我有一个外面不是教会的孩子。
And I have a child that I counsel, which is outside of the church.
因为他想跳楼。
Because he wants to commit suicide.
跳楼之前，因为他 depression.
And prior to jumping out a window, he had depression.
我们就发现说发生了什么事。
And we asked him what happened to him.
可是一辈子以来非常的好，非常让我们都羡慕的。
This child had the most admirable life ever.
聆听。
There was active listening by the parents.
同理心。
There was the empathy and care from the parents.
Kiss, kiss.
There was a lot of love and kiss and attention.
Touch, touch.
There was a lot of touching and caressing.
爸爸妈妈什么都做了。
The parents did everything they could to love this child.
还没有肚子饿，饭就来了。
Even before the stomach was hungry, food appears right before them.
饭来的时候，他只要说 "Don't want this, don't want that."东西就又走了。
And then, as long as the child says, I don't want this or that, then that thing will disappear.
爸爸妈妈就要蹲下来说，那你要 what do you want?
And then the parents would stoop down and say, what else would you like?
因为这都是书上教的啊。
And because these were taught by the books out there.
你要 hamburger 吗? No.
So do you want hamburger? No.
Pizza?
Pizza?
还没回答好, No.
No.
所以他从年轻，从很小 baby 一直开始会说话，跟爸爸妈妈在一起的时候，他在做什么动作
？And so, what kind of actions are these children doing?
什么
？What are they doing?
选。
They're choosing.
那这个动作跟电脑有没有很像
？Is this very much like what they're doing on the computer?
一秒钟，他可以不要这个 page。
In 1 second, they can decide, I don't want to look at this web page.
下一秒钟，他换另外一个 page.
Next page, they switch to another screen.
他要关掉，他就关掉。
If they turn off the screen, they can turn it off.
他要开就开。
If they want to open a computer screen, they can do it.
他一开可以开三个 monitor 出来。
They can open 3 monitors at a time.
手上那个还是用滑的。
And then they have a sliding iPod on their hand.
你说这些东西是不是选择？
Don't you think these are choices?
所以他从最小的时候到后来18岁的时候，他一直在选择当中过日子。
And so through the time they're small to their 18, they continue to make choices every day.
爸爸妈妈只用一个东西一直鼓励他，好好读书啊。
And then all the parents will ever say to them is, study hard.
美国不容易哦。
Living in America is tough.
Be the top one.
Be the top.
然后 top one 给你一台车。
And if you're at the top, I'm going to give you a car.
所以我们把那个选择的东西也给了他一个很重要，不是圣经给我们的东西。我们一直给他，告诉他，妈咪看这个 most important thing.
And so we keep emphasizing to them that we emphasize education over anything else, not Bible.
好，然后这样子了之后呢，你看他整个大脑是不是就开始变？我刚刚已经说，刺激不一样，环境不一样，大脑长得就不一样。
And so as I mentioned before, the stimulus and the environment is different, their brains will develop differently.
所以他现在，我们又回到了，他进到教会，教会给他什么样的 value?
And now, when they come into the church, what kind of value does the church give them?
所以又回来，你们已经会讲了，什么？我的道路不是你的道路。
Says my way is not your way.
他完全没有，他要选择啊。Hello, 他是选择出来的。
The child, hello, is trying to make a choice.
他应该是坐在那边看前面，今天有什么 selection 我可以选的。
The child is thinking that they should be able to select what sermons they want to listen to.
对，结果传道告诉我们说，我们要等候神的旨意。
But then the preacher says again, we gotta wait God's will.
他完全不知道在讲什么。
He has no idea what you're saying.
因为这个 brain 没有 develop 这一块。
Because the brain has not developed this part.
为什么？因为没有挡过他。
Because he has never been given delays.
所以最新的教育的东西 ，counseling 的东西，又回到古时候，就是说要挡他。
So now counseling has reverted to the traditional methods, which is to give them barriers.
哇，专家绕了五十年，告诉你 ，sorry， 我们现在要挡他了。你孩子都五十岁了。
So after 50 years of tremendous research, now experts are going back to what they originally said was giving them barriers.
不能看书。
So you can't read these books.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
要用什么东西啊
？To use what?
什么？好，有没有
？Just give them boundaries.
有啊，他说要用杖。
And to use the rod of discipline.
有没有管教我们的孩子
？To discipline our children.
那段圣经要注意看清楚。
But read it carefully.
是在一个范围里面。
Is within a boundary.
出去了才把它管进来。
But if they go out of this boundary, they will be shoot inside the boundary.
不是在这个圆圈一直管它。
It's not to discipline them all the time in the circle.
很多人拿圣经说：“老师，你说错了，要打。”
And many people say, "No, you have to beat them." That's what the Bible says.
圣经说的啊，你那么爱讲圣经，圣经说啊。
Isn't that what the Bible says to beat your child?
使他走当行的道，他是带进来的，意思是说本来就有一个范围，那你要把它弄进来。
Actually, the Bible is saying that when you set boundaries, you're just trying to bring them back into the boundary.
Boundary 就是一个墙，挡住他的墙。
And this wall is a wall that's blocking them.
爸爸妈妈真的想要做爸爸妈妈，只能做到十二岁，他十二岁。
Because as parents, you can only be parents up to the age of 12.
十二岁之后，你不再是他的爸爸妈妈，对不起，很 sad.
After that, I'm sorry to say you're no longer their parents.
十二岁之后，你是他的佣人。
Then afterwards, you're their maid.
洗衣服
You're a launderer.
烧饭
You're their chef.
然后帮他提行李
You're their valet.
开车
You're their driver.
反正你要做很多东西，可是他一下车就进房间了。
But then you do a lot of things, but they just go and lock themselves in their room.
十二岁之后你是佣人了。
Because after 12, you're just a household servant.
你还在楼下一直喊一直喊没有用了。
And then you're standing in the downstairs and trying to yell at your child and they won't come down.
十二岁之后才想到我要做你妈，不行了，来不及了。
If you think after 12, I'm going to be your mom now, it's too late.
十二岁之前才可以做他的妈妈，做他的爸爸。
Prior to 12, you are still their moms and dads.
爸爸跟妈妈就是帮他选择。
A mom and a dad is to help them choose.
不是坐在那边问 hamburger 要不要 ，pizza 要不要 ，Japanese food 要不要？不是的。
You're not there to help them choose the menu selections.
我们会给他一个很长远的影响，让他进不到教会来。
Because then our lasting effect on them would be to prevent them from coming to church.
好可惜。然后后来又来到，我们就又来，因为我们会来嘛，我们就来又祷告。就说啊，主啊，搞好你啊！你搞啥？你搞啥？你干不干呢？又搞啥
？So when you come to church, you're going to plead to God again, say, "We're going to just entrust him into your care." But this is after you've messed up the child.
对啊，那主当时第一年零岁就已经跟你说啊，姐妹弟兄，给你们 baby 哦，是我的产业，给你了，好好照顾他。十八岁的时候我来拿这样子啊，你干不干呢？真的啊，我讲真的啊，就对不起啊，得罪你们，就是 so sad， 然后孩子就没地方去，就来找我们，所以我们生意很好。
So Jesus has already asked us from the very beginning to take care of the baby, and we don't take care of the baby until they've already gone away after 18 years, only to give this broken package back to the Lord for refund.
Yeah, 看远一点点。看远一点点。
So we have to have a long-term perspective.
看远一点点，就是说，因为你今天做很，我们爸爸妈妈有时候今天做了很多的事情，其实会是一个很长远的东西。
Because,
因为十二岁的东西 imprint 进去不会走的。
Because every imprint we give them before 12 stays with them forever.
爸爸妈妈想想我们嘛，吼。
And think of ourselves.
我们六岁以前、十二岁以前选东西吗？有都不错了，对不对？
Do we get to choose anything before 6? If we had something to eat, we're lucky.
Hamburger, 你要不要 ？Pizza 要不要？谁问你这个啊
？Nobody would ever ask you if you want pizza or hamburger.
托马斯，吃。
The only thing is just eat.
Yeah, 没空的，然后不吃。
Is there a time?
不吃不要吃。
And then if you don't want to eat, fine, don't eat.
没有像现在，我不吃，为什么不吃？来，妈妈聆听，为什么不吃？
And then today, if a child doesn't want to eat, then we'll use active listening to see why they don't want to eat. This is not in accordance with the Bible.
不合圣经，圣经告诉你要让他进来。
So the Bible says, bring them into the boundaries.
所以你注意看，现在的孩子他选择东西的时候，你要 less 减少减少，让他选择的机会。十二岁之前可以做，十二岁之后你做不到。
So prior to age 12, don't give them choices.
哇，你好强哦。Don't give them. 好啦，减少啦，减少。
Reduce choices.
我觉得要一步一步来嘛，对不对
？In gradual steps.
不然我们的那个伤痛会很大。
Otherwise, our pain will be great.
然后我们会疲倦。
Then we'll become fatigued.
我们一疲倦就会跟教会的人吵架。
And then when we're fatigued, we'll have conflict at church.
哎呀，那个循环一直让我们生意很好。
And then there'll be such a negative cycle that therapist makes a lot of money.
所以这个年代。这个年代的孩子之所以会很容易 depress 下去，很容易在十岁就有 depression 的东西出现，就是因为他没有一个 purpose， 目的哦，没有生活下去的目的。
So the new phenomena that we see with young children is that they become very depressed because they have no meaning or purpose in their lives anymore.
他所有的生活里面，现在的孩子很多是用嘴巴说东西就会出现。
Because many of them will speak and the thing will appear.
他说要有什么就有什么。
Whatever they ask for, they get.
所以他把自己当神。
And so they treat themselves as God.
因为他是神说有什么就有什么，他也学这一套啊。
So they learn from God that let there be light and there's light.
饿
，hungry，
饭马上出现
，food appears，
而且会出现三种
，and three different choices，
让他选
，for them to choose，
痛
，pain，
马上全身包起来
，then the whole body is embalmed。
就是我们很快就反应说，哦，他有需要，快点，爸爸妈妈包完，阿公阿妈再包一次。
And so parents might embalm them once, and the grandparents will do it again.
他是在这种环境出来的。
And this is the kind of protected environment that they're growing in.
十八岁，你逼他去 NYTS 了。
And after 18 years old, they push you. You push them to go to NYTS.
去到那边，传道告诉他你要等。
And the preacher tells them to wait.
什么要等候神
？What do you have to wait for the Lord?
忍耐就会生老练。
But when your patience will grow into character,
完全跟他的脑没有关系哦。
It has nothing to do with their brains.
他觉得你是外太空来的。
He thinks that you're alien.
因为我说什么就会有什么。
Because I say whatever and it'll appear.
真的啊，他说就有的。
Because whatever he asks for,
他要手机，明天手机会出现。
If he asks for a cell phone, you'll get a cell phone tomorrow.
他在这种环境长大，结果现在你十八岁 introduce 神给他的时候，好难进去。
Because at the age of 18, when you're trying to introduce God to them, it's too late.
所以十八岁才把那个墙摆出来。
And then at 18, you're trying to set boundaries for them. It's too late.
我不要可以了吧
？What if I just don't want it?
也是一种选择啊。
That's another choice they can make.
很多孩子说 ，I choose.
So many
不要来
children make the choice.
是我决定。
I decide not to come to church.
我比你聪明。
Me, not to come to church anymore.
老师，你不要再去那边骗自己了。
So teachers, don't kid yourself anymore.
我觉得我是对，我不要来。
I am the one who decides I'm not coming to church anymore.
他第一人生第一次做决定就是做这样的决定。
And the very first major decision he ever makes is to not come to church.
连十八岁那个时候，我们没有看见他在外地读书嘞。
And then if they're studying outside the state,
好恐怖的。
It's very horrifying.
我们这样带他出来多辛苦。
We have suffered in bringing them up.
真的啊，忍气吞声多久了？
How long have we raised them under suffering?
我们对自己的父母都没有这样。妈妈，你选，你要 burger 还是 pizza? 没有，你给他选，你给妈妈选才对。
We never gave them a choice before, not even our parents.
对，因为妈妈会说啊，有够啊，唔免啊。
And then your mom will say, "No, I don't need it."
可是小孩子不会 ，No, I don't want.
And then the
don't feel like it. 哦，好多这种东西。
So many children say, "I don't feel like it. I don't want it."
因为脑不一样。
Because the brains are different.
生出来的那个行动就不一样。
So their actions are different.
那你现在强制的用环境压他进去的时候，他会说他不要。
And so when you try to force them through an environment, they're going to give up.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们要想我们该怎么办。
And so as parents, What do you think we should do?
这个已经超过弹钢琴的问题了。
This is exceeding the problem playing piano.
已经超过他写考试那个几分的问题了。
This is far exceedingly more than the problem of test grades.
不要神了。
Because they don't want God anymore.
哎呀，因为没有挡过他。
Because you never stopped them.
爸爸妈妈，我们从他零岁到十二岁的时候，试试挡住他。
Have you given them boundaries from 0 to 12?
我帮你选择。
I help you choose.
Even 小到吃饭的东西。
Even what you eat.
爸爸妈妈今天煮这样的饭，你要 grateful.
Today, the food we cook, you have to be grateful for it.
因为有一个问题，第一，一开始是什么问题？你将来想要怎么样为耶稣活着？
Because you want to know how you're going to live for Christ in the future.
每一件事情都要跟这个连在一起。
Everything you explain to them has to be linked back to.
把那个挂在你们家的那个基督是家的祖先拿掉，放这个。
Take out the Lord is the master of this house and put in the word. What do you want to do for God?
我要为主活着做什么？
What will I do to live for Christ?
你让活着这件事情让它进去有目的。
You want to have a purpose in the living for the Lord.
我有一个外面的孩子。
I have a child outside.
18岁 depression.
The church and he has depression at the age of 18.
怎么跟他 therapy 都没用。
No amount of therapy will help him.
你知道他要什么吗？
Do you know what he wants?
他说，我只想要自己盛一碗饭。
I just want to be able to.
很好笑哦，好可怜哦。
Put get a bowl of rice myself.
因为他没有装过饭。
Because he's never gotten a bowl of rice himself before.
只要说饭，饭就来。
Because once he says rice, the rice appears.
他说：“老师，我觉得我连盛饭都 incapable， 没有能力。”
He says, "Teacher, I think I'm so inept. I can't even get a bowl of rice myself."
我活着干嘛？
What is my purpose of living?
是现代的孩子。
This is the children of today.
你会说你要饭，你跟妈妈讲就好了，我帮你盛啊。
He said, if you want rice, mommy will do it for you.
六岁要让他做家事。
At age 6, have your children do chores around the house.
那个就是挡住他。
That's giving them boundaries.
他现在想要玩。
Now they want to go play.
先把自己的碗盘收拾干净。
Have them put away their own plates.
帮忙扫地。
Help sweep the floor.
拿得不好没有关系。
Even if they don't do a good job in sweeping.
他只要 involve 在家里的事情，他的心不会走。
If they involve in the household work, their hearts will not depart.
今天如果我们只强调功课好。
But if today we only say do well in your homework.
三点了弹钢琴。
3 o'clock go play your piano.
四点了吹笛子。
4 o'clock do your flute.
五点了吃一个 sandwich.
5 o'clock eat your sandwich.
六点去听一个东西。
6 go listen to a concert.
一点一点一直过。
And every hour passes like
that. 所有的东西是我的 schedule.
And everything is my schedule.
然后他就发现说，我活着干嘛？
Then they say, well, why am I living?
他完全不知道他活着干嘛。
He has no idea why he's living.
他的 chance 进入 depression 的几率就很高。
And the chances for this child to go into depression is quite high.
阿布干呢都被搞恶心了。
And then we give him to the Lord.
那个就是那个 cycle 是怪怪的。
And this is a weird cycle.
所以说，爸爸妈妈，我们在这一段这一节课谈到 boundary 的东西，就是要清楚而且有意义。
And so boundaries have to be meaningful, and it has to be absolutely clear.
这是一个观念而已。
And this is a concept.
我们今天都没有练习到实际生活上发生的状况。
We haven't learned about everyday lives yet.
我们先谈观念。
Let's just talk concepts.
所以界限的东西会帮助一个孩子将来进入婚姻这个品质的问题。
And if you have set clear boundaries when they enter into marriage, it will help them as a marriage partner.
你可以想象两个孩子在不同家庭长大，可是都是属于现代外面很 typical 的孩子的情况吗？
If you consider two children entering into a marriage union today, raised in these spoiled families.
我们，哇，你好厉害 ，spoiled。他就放在一起了，然后他们两个就坐在客厅，你选啊。
And so they're sitting together, and one of them says, "You pick."
随便。
The other person said, "I don't care."
我也 OK 啊。
I'm fine either way.
你也 OK 吗？
Oh, you okay?
那就不要吃啊。
Then don't eat.
你可以想象吗？我有这样的 case 哎。
Then I also have the case like this.
就坐在那边。
And they sit there.
你有什么想法？
What do you think?
为什么要想法？
I don't have any opinion.
你呢？
What about you?
不知道。
I don't know.
睡觉。
asleep.
就这样哎，我的 case。那你可以想象说，现在外面的没有圣灵的人是这样子的过日子的。
And this is how the non-believers today are passing their days.
唯一引起他兴趣的是上网。
The only thing that makes them interested is going on the internet.
只有那个东西可以 link 他小时候的那个发展。
Only that thing from the past when they're little can help them develop.
然后他会在那个上面笑。
And then they would laugh when they are playing with the internet.
然后会在上面交朋友。
And they will make friends on the internet.
你知道这种所有的东西都是跟六岁以前孩童的经验有直接的关系。
Because it relates to the time before six.
可是因为我们不记得，那时候的记忆力发展还没有完全，不会记得。
So we won't remember because those memory recalls at that time is very weak.
有机会可以采访你的父母。
One day you should interview your own parents.
可是 maybe 你的父母也不会告诉你真正那时候你发生什么事。
Your parents might not even remember what happened to you from zero to six.
因为是他做的。
Because they did it.
我们会帮助他，挡住他的话，我们会在他的婚姻生活，他会看见东西，在他的信仰生活也会看见东西。
If we set clear boundaries, it would help them to see things in their marriage and in their faith.
看见什么东西呢
？What do they see?
Boundary 第一个 produce 出来的东西就是责任。
The first thing that boundaries teaches them is responsibility.
我们今天很多时候，爸爸妈妈觉得自己的孩子是没有责任感的。
A lot of times, we find that children today don't have any sense of responsibility.
可不可以有一点负责任的态度啊
？Can they even just have a little bit of responsibility?
有一些孩子看到 schedule 好像没有看见的喽。
Some children, they look at schedules like they never seen the schedule before.
到他的时候，他可以不知道要来的喽。
They don't even know they're assigned.On the schedule.
只有爸爸妈妈很着急。
Only the parents are very nervous.
最后爸爸妈妈出来弹琴跟领诗。
And then the parents are the ones who come out to lead hymns and play the piano.
不好意思嘛。
And it is really sad.
排了没有来。
Because their children didn't appear.
没有来没有说。
And they didn't come and they didn't even tell anyone.
或是前一分钟告诉你我不来。
It wasn't until the minute before they discovered no one's appeared.
可不可以有一点责任感
？So we asked them, can you have some sense of responsibility?
责任感不是嘴巴告诉他的。
That is not from you teaching them verbally.
责任感是很小的时候。后的 boundary 出来的东西
，responsibility is something you set from setting boundaries when you're young.
它 produce 第二个东西就是 involvement.
Boundaries also produce a second factor, which is involvement.
这个完全跟大脑结构有关系。
And this involvement has direct development with the brain.
那个墙只要一挡住，它就开始发展。
As the barrier comes up, the brain develops.
你挡它越多，它发展的越多。
The more you give them barriers, the more that they will grow.
看看我们自己。
Look at ourselves.
我们发展的多好。
How well do we develop?
真的啊，真的，你为什么要笑呢？发展，我们什么样的人都可以应付哎。
We can deal with any kind of persons.
How beautiful!
It is so beautiful.
真的真的，这个就是因为那个年代的父母把我们挡住了。
Because at that time, the parents of our generation has blocked us.
我们很小，可能要做家事了。
And when we're small, we did chores.
可能要照顾弟妹了。
And maybe we had to take care of our younger brothers and sisters.
那个 boundary 告诉我们，这件事没有做完的话，等一下有一个 consequence 的。
Because the boundaries our parents set for us told us that there will be consequences if we didn't do them.
所以它产生一个 involvement 进来。
And so it made us involved in our families.
不论这个环境怎么样恶劣。
No matter how difficult the environment,
我都会出现。知道我的意思吗？就是不论环境是什么，你 OK 的，你会来的，你会出现，你会 involve 在里面的。
You continue to be involved and responsible, no matter how difficult the environment, you will have persistence.
那个其实就是一个发展。
And this is a development.
还会发展到说啊，那不看人，那看神，有没有？
And so we learn not to look at people's weaknesses, but look only at God.
很多东西可以解决的。
We can solve many problems.
你把这一套放到现在的孩子身上去。
And if you put that on the children of today,
他只有一条路。
They only have one road.
我不要来可以吧？
They'll just give up. They say,
就这么简单欸。
I don't want to come to church.
这个 message 连你跟我到这个年纪，经过大风大浪，我们都不会讲出来，也不会想到，对不对
？For you and I today, we would never say that, even if we have gone through great tribulations in our life, to give up on God.
美德啊。
Because we have the beautiful characteristics.
只有在我们的身上看得见。
We can only see in our our life.
为什么 sometimes 在这一代看不见？
But why can we not see it in a new generation?
我们没有挡住他。
Because we have not given them barriers.
我们让他做着选择。
We let our children make the decisions.
排好了 schedule 让他走。
We give them the schedule to do whatever they want.
完全没有为什么你这样子活着。
We never link back to the concept of what are you living for.
那你为什么要为主耶稣活着？
We link back to the concept of why, that what you want to do to live for God.
所以他好容易放弃他的生命。
And so it's so easy for them to give up on their lives.
因为他零岁开始，他不觉得生命是很重要的。
Because at their young age, they don't think life is very important.
因为没有 involvement.
Because they have no involvement in their families.
他不需要负责任。
They don't need to be responsible for
anything. 他东西没有带打一个 cell phone, 妈妈东西就送到学校去了。
Because as long as they call on a cell phone, their parents would just bring the stuff to the school.
对，带来的时候他说 No, not this one. Are you stupid? 你就要开车回去耶，二十迈耶。好，就是他会，他选嘛，不是这样。然后好，妈妈管，妈妈来不及，赶快 call daddy。哇，你全家都到教学校报到了，一人拿一个，是这个吗？是这个吗？是这个吗？
So mothers and fathers today cater to their kids' whims no matter what they want. If they forget something, parents rush to the school and supply what they need.
一个都不能做。
There's nothing we should be doing.
一次都不能做。
We should never give them a chance to do that.
两次他进到脑子里面去。
After we do that twice, then they'll know.
Develop.
Once they forget something.
我们今天在乎的是这个孩子的脑子里面啊，要发展啊。
They face consequences, and that's how you can develop their brain.
我们要看很远啊。
We need to see far along
the road. 我们不可以让他到十八岁的时候，他不要这个生命，不要这个信仰啊。
We can't have them when they're age 18 giving up on their lives.
所以他可以小到说打电话叫你送东西到学校去这件事情，可以小到这样子哦。
Because they can be so spoiled that they would just call you on the phone and ask you to bring whatever they need from home.
这么小的事情会 cost 他的 brain development.
Because this will cost their brain development.
你送一次，他就没有 develop.
Because once you deliver a thing, their brain doesn't develop.
两次，他没有 development.
Two times, the brain doesn't develop.
五次之后进去了。
After five times, it has gone into their brains.
Value 进去了。
The value has gone into their brains.
我开口，你就要做事。
Whatever I say, you must follow me.
Come on, 那个应该是我们说的吧。
That should be something the parents say.
我开口你做事吧。
If I say something, then you child do this.
结果这个循环要到十八岁你才出来。
And then this cycle comes out in age 18.
哦，你终于看到他长大了。
Then you see them grow up.
我说话你要听啊。
When I say something, you listen to me.
我是你妈妈。
I'm your mom.
十二岁之前是他的妈妈。
But you'll find that you're no longer their mom. It's only before 12.
后面的东西你只能跟他做朋友。
Because after 12, you can only be their friend.
我们要想办法去讨论，去想到我们怎么面对今天这群的孩子。
So we need to discuss today, how do we face the generation of today?
环境也在主耶稣所有的旨意里面。
Because the environment has been given by Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣一定会给我们能力跟智慧。
Jesus will give us strength and wisdom.
一定要先调整回来，在主的里面。
We need to adjust our family back to the way the Bible intended.
不然没有的讨论。
Otherwise, there's nothing to discuss.
你所有的书本的 theory 都可以丢出来了。
You can throw in all the theories from books today.
我们讨论不完。
And we cannot finish our discussion.
我们只有回到主的里面。
We can only come back to the Bible.
把那个最重要的 principle 抓住。
And to grasp hold of the principle.
主要我们为什么活着？
Why does God want us to live today?
这不是十八岁才听到的事情。
This shouldn't be a question that they are asked when they're 18. It's too late.
一定要在十二岁之前。
Before 12, tell them what do you want to do for the Lord?
哇，我的已经十八岁了，没有关系。如果我的孩子已经十八岁了，没有关系。
What if my child is already grown? What if my child is 18?
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
有圣灵。
In our church today, we have the miracle of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会 transcend 过去。
The Holy Spirit will transcend time and space.
我不是故意的，他不是故意的，圣灵就会在里面工作，只要我愿意。
Whatever we have caused on our children is not done on purpose. And so Holy Spirit will help us heal these wounds and mistakes we have done in the past.
这就是我们的希望跟信心啊。
And that is our hope and faith today.
哇，不然听到这个，不要拉嘎。 根本不能教了。
Otherwise, you will become so discouraged when you hear all this.
对，不是讲这个，分享这个，真的是鼓励我们把信心拿出来。
And this is to encourage us, actually, to bring out our faith.
好棒啊！我今天在主的里面呢。
Thank God, today we are in a true Jesus church.
好棒啊！我今天有圣灵哎。
Thank God, today we have the Holy Spirit help us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我不像其他的人找不到这个，还在那边 therapy。
We're not like the people outside the church today that they're seeking counseling and therapy.
我今天有圣灵啊。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
我要用啊。
We must use it.
我错过了。
Even though I missed those time frames.
主，因为我不懂。
Because I didn't understand.
哎呦，天父真神，你不懂他哪里会打你。
Today, if you didn't understand, the Lord will discipline you too.
他只要我们承认而已。
But if we admit our mistakes,
说我们不懂
that we really didn't know.
那因为我们不懂，所以这样 ，Oops,
and that's
sorry,
why we made a mistake. So we were disciplined by God.
对，那这样子的话，圣灵，请帮助我。
So Lord, send your Holy Spirit to help us heal over our mistakes.
你将看见，从这一刻开始，在我们的家庭，在我们的管教上面，会有一个 transcend 的东西出来，整个会改变那个关系。
You'll see a renewal in your child's heart and something you've never seen before.
因为我们的心归到主的前面。
Because our heart has turned back to God.
我们 demo 了一件最重要的事情，就是爸爸妈妈也会 make mistake， 但是我们归到主的前面，主会给我力量。
If we demonstrate before the Lord, yes, I have commit a mistake, and our children can see this, but we're now confessing our sins to God. We're asking God to change us.
这个是很 powerful 的事情。
This is a very powerful demo to our children.
这个东西现在在辅导界开始在研究了。
And so they're actually studying this in the world of psychology.
啊，你知道他们研究都是要二十年左右。
And so you know when they study, it usually takes 20 years.
我们不要等二十年才看那个。
We don't need to wait 20 years.
今天我们就有圣灵。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
我们不需要他们告诉我们。
We don't need the experts to give us advice.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Today Jesus Christ has given us this knowledge.
只要我们的心中谢谢主。
As long as we thank the Lord.
我们看到我们今天的孩子回到家的时候。
When we see our child come back home today.
好漂亮的孩子
，such a beautiful child。
不要这样，好漂亮的孩子。
Don't receive them with a frown, but smile at them。
谢谢你教了妈妈。
Thank you for teaching mommy。
谢谢你教了爸爸。
Thank you for teaching daddy。
因为我们在主耶稣的面前，我们是一样的。
Because in front of Jesus, we're the same。
没有把你教好 ，I'm sorry。
We're all sinners and we have not taught you well, so I'm sorry。
可是妈妈靠圣灵。
But now through the help of the Holy Spirit。
你呢
？What about you？
你把这个引进去。
The Lord can help us today, so you bring this in。
对十八岁的可以告诉他们。
You can tell your 18 years old that。How about you？
所以我们可以想一想这个问题。
And then we can think about this question.
我们有什么问题可以写出来了。
At this point, you can hand in any questions you have.
我们还剩下一节课。
Because our next session will be Q&A.
我们可以做一些讨论。
And we will discuss.
好，我们一起默祷。